transgender health services are hard to find outside of big cities. In central Illinois, transgender advocates are trying to change that, and they found an ally in Planned Parenthood. For Side Effects Public Media, Cass Harrington reports.
In Peoria, Illinois, for people seeking transgender health services, chances are the first person they'll talk to about their concerns is Dana Garber. Dana Garber is the transgender hormone intake coordinator at the Peoria Planned Parenthood, and today she's wearing a blue dress with sunflowers and a hot pink manicure. Garber began her transition just a few years ago at the age of 55.
How old do I feel? I feel like I'm about 19, but I'm 60. I just turned 60 last week, so.
It's been a year since Planned Parenthood started offering hormone replacement therapy in central Illinois. When Garber transitioned, she had to drive 3 hours to Chicago for her appointments. Now, Garber says, she's seeing her own patients travel from neighboring states.
When you get a surrounding state like Missouri, they have nowhere to go.
It's still rare outside of major cities to find clinics offering these services. But Planned Parenthood has started to fill the gap throughout Illinois and 15 other states. I'm sitting in the living room of Kristen Haley, the co-founder of the Peoria Transgender Society. She's worked to expand healthcare services for trans and gender nonconforming individuals.
There is such a growing need for all services for all age groups, you know, from young children to someone my age and older. So, you know, we have the same healthcare needs as everybody else, plus specific needs for transgender issues.
Last year, her group invited area hospitals and providers to a healthcare summit to tell them about the need. Planned Parenthood was the only one to show up, and it responded. Haley says she hopes the others follow suit.
There is a strong business case that could be made economically, ethically, feasibly, you know, that Central Illinois, as a major medical presence, has the ability to launch into this relatively easily.
She says as many as 500 transgender or gender nonconforming patients from downstate Illinois commute to Chicago for additional care, like surgeries or pediatric services. Part of the problem is many providers don't yet even recognize transgender people's unique medical needs.
There seems to be little interest, you know, in meeting with us or at least talking with us. Is it because there's so many other issues on their plate that this is very minor to them, or is something they don't want to, you know, for other reasons?
That silence may be why Dana Garber, back at Planned Parenthood, feels so passionate about her role. The clinic welcomes transgender patients and treats them with dignity. Garber doesn't want fear to be an obstacle to seeking medical care.
A lot of clients will cancel because they get scared. Like I have had to call some clients before, they might cancel 2 or 3 times.
Garber says in the 50 or so patients she's seen this past year, her clients most fear being judged during that initial appointment.
And I've actually went out there to the waiting room and called patients back, and when they've seen me, they go, "I'm really glad I saw you, because I thought I was not going to be dealing with another trans person." So I think it's comforting to them to be able to come in here and talk to me, because they know I've been through all this.
Younger patients call her, sometimes in tears, just asking for support. They call her the trans mama of Peoria. Garber says compassionate care is what the transgender community needs most. I'm Cass Harrington.